It's a sunny day, just before noon, and the Woodlands Skate Park is empty except for Dennis Sargayev and a friend who are getting some skateboarding in before the school year ends and the 12,000 square feet of ramps and bowls becomes a lot less roomy.
Yeah, they're just spread around. Everybody's going at once. People are having their boards in the way. You have to wait. There's bikers.
Sargayev says he's heard a new private skate park might be in the works, but he's less than enthused.
I think it's going to be pretty costly, and especially that summer's out, I want to be outside enjoying the weather.
That's exactly the kind of sentiment that 8th District Councilman George Meyer says makes a strong case for Lexington to not only install new skating amenities at Berry Hill Park, formerly the site of a city pool, but to also take advantage of the fascinations that have developed around some of the quirkier sports.
I'll tell you, there's a real opportunity that we have not completely seized in Parks and Rec.
Take disc golf, he says. Anyone who thinks there are no opportunities to generate revenue with the game just isn't looking hard enough. He cites Bowling Green.
They have an annual tournament that brings in 750 participants from around the country, as far away as Wyoming. And it's a four-day tournament. They spend 3 nights, 4 days there, going to restaurants, hotels, etc., shopping, and bringing real revenue in.
And Myers is not alone in touting another benefit of expanding park options. Jennifer Masotti represents the 9th District, which saw $150,000 allotted for upgrades at Shillitoe Park in the mayor's proposed budget. She says the challenge is making an activity like skating more attractive than, say, another round of Tony Hawk.
There are a lot of kids that sit inside all day and watch TV and video games, and to get them outside and get them, exercising, and of course benefits us all in the long run. You know, childhood diabetes and obesity is at an all-time high.
As for Shillitoe, Masotti says the money is set to go to recreational fields, which could mean soccer or even lacrosse. Funding the Berry Hill Skate Park, however, will take more input and planning. Myers hopes to score a grant for the project and then have the community provide the vision.
And so if we receive this grant and the city matches it and the money that the mayor and the council put in the budget last year, we'll have about $300,000 to begin. And what we're wanting everybody to know in the community that we are getting ready to start our fundraising campaign, but also that the park has not been designed yet. So the kids are going to get an opportunity to really have a hands-on piece to the development of the skate park and what actually is in the park.
That would be welcome news to Dennis Sargayev. When asked what new features would get him and his friends out to Berry Hill, his examples might go over the heads of non-skaters.
Pools are starting to come back into style, and rails, boxes, and this park wooden really doesn't have as much of it.
That's why Myers says community involvement is crucial. It's not as simple as the Field of Dreams line, if you build it, they will come. First, the city has to know what to build, and sometimes it takes officials looking past exteriors.
Although the skate population may look a little bit different than I do when I put on my suit and tie to come to council meetings, they're really not any different.
And both Myers and Masotti agree the broader goal here is to bring parity to Lexington's parks. District 9 is lucky, Masotti admits, because not every district can boast of a large park like Shillitoe. But even if it can, maintenance dollars have been in short supply in recent years. And with other issues, such as basic services and infrastructure competing for money in a still-struggling economy, there's no guarantee parks will come out on top. Josh James, WUKY News.